Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney is a Democrat of New York's 18th District, in office since 2013, long time now. Sean, welcome back.
Great to be here.
Sean, your thoughts on the presidential race as we run up to Election Day?
You know, I think the thing I hear most of all around the Hudson Valley is that people just want their government to work, and they want people to get along and to get things done. I am cautiously optimistic that the circus of this election is winding down, and we're about to elect somebody who is serious about, you know, getting things done that matter to working and middle class families that need things done, like, you know, investments in infrastructure, like finally fixing a broken immigration system, like making sure we have the best schools in the world, and that we are making changes fast enough to take advantage of the incredible technologies that are being developed, but that are also displacing a lot of American workers, that we can redo these trade deals so they work for us and stop shipping our jobs overseas. I mean, there are real things that are holding back communities up and down the Hudson River and the valley that I represent that Washington can do something about, but we gotta get our act together and start working together. And I'm hopeful that with a new presidency, we can get there.
Now, a lot of Republicans are between a rock and a hard place, Sean, because, you know, if they denounce Trump and they move away from Trump, they're held responsible by some of the constituents who voted for him in the primaries. On the other hand, if they don't, you know, this guy looks dangerous. What do you make of that whole phenomenon?
Well, I think that if you're going to pay a price either way, then you might as well do the right thing.
Right.
Huh? What do you think?
Yeah.
So if you're going to, you know, I mean, far be it for me to give advice to my, you know, friends on the other side of the aisle, but look, I work with a lot of Republicans, and it is unfair to paint them with this brush that, you know, Donald Trump has been wielding. I mean, my God, I mean, bragging about sexually assaulting women, being accused of sexually assaulting women, maligning Gold Star families, you know, the list goes on and on, making fun of the disabled. You know, it would be wildly unfair to take your average Hudson Valley Republican and say that's what, you know, they believe in. It's not. You know, I think there is a certain amount of loyalty to your own candidate, your own party's candidate. I get that. But I think one of the reasons you're seeing people come together around Secretary Clinton is they realize that this is a person who is capable, who's thoughtful, who's incredibly suited to work across the aisle and get things done, who's incredibly knowledgeable about the problems we're facing that really hold back middle-class families, you know, like the one I grew up in, like the one that, you know, the ones I hear from every day. And Donald Trump is such a sideshow and does such a disservice even to the Republican Party that I think you're going to see him beat pretty bad. I think he probably deserves it. And I hope that people who are still making up their minds will come down where I hear a lot of people, you know, coming out, which is to say, you know, I can't vote for a guy that is going to embarrass our country that way, who's going to speak about women that way, who's going to make such a farce of the presidency and of our nation's image around the world, and who will not be able to work with people and get things done. And I know people have reservations about Secretary Clinton. I've heard it, believe me. And I think there's certainly room for criticizing any of us in public life. But I think that the choice is so clear this time. She just seems to be our best chance to move forward, fix problems, and get this economy growing.
Does your opponent face the same problems all these other Republicans do, which is having to decide between the rock and the hard place?
Well, you know, my opponent is a Trump guy, so he's made his choice, and he's you know, a big supporter of Donald Trump. So what can I tell you?
Let me go on and ask you about your service to the Clintons. You were in the Clinton White House, obviously. What happens now? If they win, will you move from Congress to go back to a prestigious post in the Clinton administration?
Well, I have found that the fastest way to get yourself killed in this business is to get ahead of yourself. I have an election in 2 weeks, and I have a job that I love, and I'm asking for a 2-year renewal of that contract. And by the way, Hillary Clinton has an election in 2 weeks, and she hasn't been elected yet either. Look, I do know these guys. I've worked with them for a long time. I'm really excited about the fact that I'm going to be able to work closely with them on all kinds of things, like getting the PCBs out of the Hudson River once and for all. And you know, I'm going to I'm going to make sure that we hold GE accountable on that. You know, we have been successful in getting the governor to join us in really demanding the EPA take a really close look at this to make sure that we're going to do every bit of dredging we need to do and that GE is held accountable. Those kinds of projects are easier when, you know, you've got a president of the United States who lives in the Hudson Valley, who knows the Hudson Valley, who's been a senator from New York, and who you know I can work with directly. So I'm really looking forward to working with him. I can tell you that.
I didn't hear a no. I heard I'm going to be doing this job.
If the voters are listen, I'm not going to get ahead of the voters, but I'm asking the voters to give me another 2-year term, and that's the job I plan to do.
Okay, well, that's fine. So you've been criticized by your opponent on this very program for not attending the district's needs over the past 2 terms. What do you think about that? Do you think that's fair?
Yeah, you know, look, this guy's got to say something. He's running a campaign. It's not going so well. You got to say something, right? I mean, but anybody who knows me knows I'm a pretty hard worker. We've passed 23 bipartisan bills through the Congress in 3.5 years. That's pretty darn good for a sophomore in the minority. And those bills help our veterans, you know, get good jobs, pay for college. They help, you know, in this fight for clean drinking water, which is so important to our communities. We see that every day. They make our commuter trains safer and make commuting cheaper, like restoring the commuter tax credit. You know, they help our farmers by passing the best farm bill we've ever had for the Hudson Valley. You know, I've written a lot of legislation that I've heard about locally, and we've taken those needs to Washington and worked with people like Chris Gibson to pass out of the House the most important Lyme disease bill that's ever been written on the federal level. And by the way, we've helped 3,800 constituents one at a time. 800 of those folks were veterans, military families, and we've returned $6.3 million to those families, you know, things that they deserved, had earned, weren't getting, like disability payments or Social Security payments. I think my record is pretty good, and it is on the basis of that record that I'm asking for more time in Congress. I'll tell you what, we just got $12 million for East Fishkill from the Superfund site to finally clean up the terrible situation at Hopewell Junction. That had been languishing for a decade. No one had ever done anything about it. And Deborah Hall, a resident there, took me aside when I ran in 2012 and said, "Will you fix this?" And I promised her I would, and now we have. But, you know, there's another $24 million that we need to get to finish the job there. And even though it's pretty well done, I want to make sure it's finished. You know, so I want to go back and do this work. And I have a record that I'm proud of. And I think if people take a look at it, you know, they'll understand why you know, it makes sense to send me back there for 2 more years.
Sean Patrick Maloney, always a great pleasure to have you with us on the program. I can see you're all fired up and ready to do battle.
And thank you, Alan.
And it's great to talk to you. And when we come back the next time, let's talk about things like Zika and opioids, okay?
You bet.